always love chopping it up with Ryan Spielborgs, our Rockies and baseball analyst, presented by Bet River Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. He joins us now. Hello, Ryan. Smelly, what's going on?
Nothing. Just chilling, getting the kids ready for school on a Friday morning.
Hey, I got to ask you, is it fun when, you know, when Drew takes the day off and lets you guys play in the booth? I mean, I actually really liked you guys together. It was great last night.
I appreciate it, Stink. Yeah, it's like when the parents go away and you have, you know, like the aunt is babysitting you and you get to eat candy till 11 o'clock at night and pass out watching crummy movies. I mean, like, what it feels like for us, where like the kids to play a little bit. So we love Drew. Drew's so good. He's been doing it for so long. But it's also for Huey and I, or Sully and I, or Jenny and I, or whoever. It's fun to just be part of the broadcast and be in a different role.
So last night, I go to bed after the seventh inning. It's 10-0. I'm like, all right, this one's in the bag, right? And then I wake up this morning to see it was 13-8. As when you were playing for the Rockies, did you buy into the idea that no lead is ever safe, or were there times with a 10-0 lead, even at Coors Field, you're like, yeah, I can relax a little bit. We got this.
I can never relax, Stink. I mean, like, there's a game I'll never forget. It was the Cardinals were in town, and we ended up scoring 8 in the ninth inning, down 7 in the ninth, or maybe it was 9. And I was like, you can't ever let your guard down here. You literally can't, because, like, just baseball, especially if it's cold, it's a different story. But for whatever, I mean, I'm not in the ball. This quarter, since it's so cold. Start to, yeah.
Weird, what, do you have an aquarium? Do you have an aquarium at your house?
I don't. Do people still do that stuff? Like, do they spend a lot of money on aquariums?
I just have a feeling that Chuck Nasty would have an aquarium with nothing but trout in it, like in his house, like, and you would have all the trout named.
Of all the people that I know, I mean, it's like either some really wealthy bachelor that's just for some reason wants fish.
Uh-huh.
Or Charlie Blackman.
Right.
Or Charlie.
Hey, let me ask you a question really quick.
I want to hear the rest of his story. The story about how you scored like 9 in the eighth or something, and then you got
garbled. Yeah, we scored 9 in the ninth. Nine in the ninth against the Cardinals, which still goes down as one of my favorite moments, not because we walked off the Cardinals, is because Tony La Russa, who is the manager of the Cardinals at the time, and it was on a Saturday night, and I'll never forget it. He threw his hat and his glasses, like, and I watched him slam him into the ground. So he slams his hat and glasses and broke his glasses. And the next day, because it was a Sunday and it was a day game, the clubhouse attendant didn't have time to go get Tony a new pair of glasses. So the next day, there's Tony in the dugout looking like Point Dexter, because he has tape keeping his glasses together from what he broke, and it just looked hilarious. So I love that so much because we broke Tony La Russa's glass.
It's like, nerds!
Hey, while we're on the subject of Tony La Russa, by the way, he admitted the other day that he did not know the extra inning rule. Okay?
And yeah,
which is a bad, bad look. But the guy, there was already a ton of scrutiny and debate about whether or not this guy, quite frankly, is too old and out of touch with the game to still manage. Would you want to be playing for a guy as legendary as Tony La Russa is, who's that old?
Of course. I mean, yeah, Mike. He's a Hall of Famer. I mean, he probably has forgotten more about baseball than I'll ever know. So I would love to be around a guy like that. I agree. I mean, I was one of the people in the offseason that was like, hey, you know, I don't know if this is the right hire, just because I didn't like the process of which the White Sox went through it. There's a long-standing relationship between La Russa and Larry Reinsdorf that dates back to, you know, his first go-around with the White Sox. And, like, I think he got fired by Hawk Harrelson, who was a player-turned-broadcaster-turned-GM-back-to-broadcaster, which is just insane if you think about it. But you know, for La Russa, I was suggesting, I was like, why don't you put like a young manager, but have La Russa as a bench guy and just like coach him up. And it ended up not being the case. But I would have age isn't a factor to me. I think the extra inning rule, I mean, a lot of people don't know that if the pitcher was the last out, you can actually skip him so he doesn't have to run the bases and he can go to the out before that. So, I mean, that's a pretty new rule. And I don't blame La Russa for that, but what I do blame is his coaching staff for not knowing it. They need to clean that up.
Well, there's no question about that. A couple guys who have cleaned things up that I've been fascinated by or at least really enjoyed watching lately. Fuentes, what he's done at the dish lately has been great. And then McMahon's versatility and his ability, the couple of outs he made at third base the other day with the tags he put on were phenomenal. I mean, one, just saving your life on a low throw and then being able to spin and make the tag on the force out or make the tag. I think he tagged the base on the force out at third. It was just an incredible play. And it's almost like over the years we've grown accustomed to watching Arenado make those kind of plays, but his versatility to play first, to play second, to play third, it's pretty special watching him right now, what he's doing.
There's no question, Stink. I mean, for McMahon, to his natural position's third, but I think his best position second. And, you know, even though those plays he did at third, what he's done at second base, it reminds me so much of LeMahieu. And, you know, the size and the range and the throwing arm. And that's high praise because I think DJ goes down as probably one of the best second basemen I've ever seen play day in, day out. And McMahon's doing that. The plays, your point about the pick play, I don't think I've seen a short hop, backhand pick, spin, tag, third base, print out. I don't think I've ever seen that. So, like, that play, I remember I sent him a text later that day, and I was like, dude, how did you do that? And he sent me a who's the boss gif or gif of Tony just making a face like, yeah, that's right. So, you know, he's uber confident. He's a wonderful, you know, young player to watch. And then for Fuentes is a good story too. I mean, he's undrafted. We all know who his cousin is, but you could tell over the last couple of weeks, he's been growing really frustrated because I think he's trying so hard to like earn a spot and play every day. And it hasn't really worked out that way. So the last couple of days for him to just relax and see it and hit it and get good results, I think that's been so important for him.
You know, as you're talking about Ken the Hawk Harrelson, player, broadcaster, GM, you've been a player, you're a broadcaster. I see GM of a baseball team in your future, Spilly.
Thanks. Yeah, but you did hear the part where he was fired a year into it.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You know, hey, all you have to do it once, and then you're part of the old boy network.
It's on your resume. All right. On your resume. That's all we're looking for. All right, Spilly, man. You're the best. We appreciate you, buddy.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Ryan Spilborgs running out as we speak to buy an aquarium. Presented by Bet River Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino.